Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We lost Meatloaf yesterday. Meatloaf passed away last night, 74. Bunch of people had him. LD will get that list together probably maybe early this morning or definitely for Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very good.
He might even know. If there's somebody with three hits already, you know, so they can
That's kind of tough.
Start looking at Nick in the review mirror even more.
Yeah, probably not.
Nick did not have Meatloaf.
In order for him to make that discovery.
There's a listener that does
it. He'd have to be awake.
The TNT scoreboard guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Yeah. It was on this date in 1908. You might remember where you were when the Sullivan Ordinance was enacted in New York City, making it illegal for women to smoke in public establishments.
My dad used to tell me in the 50s, they were allowed to sit at the bar, but a lot of guys wouldn't let their wife sit at the bar, at bars. They'd sat at the table. The girls sat at the bar were the whores.
They were the side pieces.
They'd still sex take them to the bar.
Excuse me, bars for side pieces.
No, this is the 50s. They call them whores. They might have been sex enthusiasts, but...
No, they might have been technical whores. Yeah. They might have, you know...
He said, no, I remember hearing that when I was younger. My dad said, yeah, the guys didn't like their guys, women sitting at the bar. Now, the women were all in the bars in the 50s, but he said they didn't like them sitting at the bar. I'm thinking, what the hell?
But you knew the one at the bar was...
Going to give it up.
The girl who did stuff.
Oh, of course she did stuff.
Did stuff.
Well, that's pretty much what he said. Yeah. And, you know, it was a regular small town at the time.
That do that.
Yeah.
She's the hussy.
Right.
Is your pickup line? You want to do stuff?
Right. She's the Nancy Reagan of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, she was. Nancy Reagan liked to.
Oh. I guess she was Nancy Davis.
Yep.
It's such an odd thing, though, to like, that's what makes you a whore if you sit at the bar.
I'm just talking about the Sullivan thing here, the cigarette smoking stuff. It's just the way time is, you know, we're supposed to be moving forward, but, you know, I listen to McConnell, we're not. He's just saying racist stuff out loud now. He's just saying racist stuff out loud now.
I just can't figure out why sitting at the bar makes you so, like, why was that the line drawn?
Or smoking indoors. Anything could make you a floozy.
Yeah, floozy, yeah.
And then 100 years later, it took away our right to smoke.
Yeah.
Yep. See, this is how it starts.
That's how it starts.
The oldest person in the United States has passed away at the age of 115.
Then good news, Craig? She might be listening.
Well,
the oldest person in the U.S. now lives right here in Omaha, Nebraska. 115.
No, this is the one.
Oh, she passed away?
Yeah. She's dead now.
Oh, sorry. She ain't listening then.
No.
Oh, I saw the headlines. I thought she was still living here.
No. Okay.
The headline means she's dead.
There you go.
Our local paper sucks.
Or the readers.
Let me see what it says here.
It could be that, too.
No. In this case, it could be the reader, but in general, our local paper does suck.
I saw a national blurb, CNN or something, but they didn't mention Omaha.
Oftentimes they don't mention the city. Well, at least not in the headline.
Yeah.
So Thelma Sutcliffe.
Who's the new?
Oh, yeah.
Oldest person in the U.S.
I forgot the word was.
115.
It says Omahaan was, and when I read the headline, sorry,
You local, said you saw rag. It is.
I just said I thought it said Omaha nation's oldest living person.
He didn't read to the bottom or to the second word.
Yeah, exactly.
That seems like a lot of work.
It was, Nick.
Skip those parts, go right to the middle.
All right, so you're 115, man.
Now the oldest woman in America is a 114-year-old Maria. And this is weird, too. The oldest American woman, now 114 years old, Maria Marrera, she lives in Spain.
Huh?
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. The oldest person on Earth is 119 in Japan.
Man.
Yeah, I wonder who's held that title for the longest.
Now lives in Spain.
I think we've talked about
that's interesting.
It's not more than about 9 months.
No.
I don't think anybody's held it for a year.
She said this woman that just passed away said, I love when old people's biographies because they've been around for so freaking long. Said her wedding was her happiest day of her life. He's been dead for 50 years.
And that was the second happiest day of her life.
She didn't say that part.
She was in her 80s when the Huskers were good.
She was.
Yeah.
She saw it all. Well, she would have been 7 or 8 during the first pandemic, the Spanish flu.
Yeah, she was born right in Benson, Nebraska, right here, which is just a suburb. I mean, just actually a part of the city now. Yeah.
We had two pandemics, two world wars.
Her parents owned a farm. Benson is pretty much the city, inner city.
Back then,
totally the inner city.
Well, yeah, her parents owned a farm because she was born 115 years ago, so it was a farm.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. I don't know if she has any relatives or not out listening or out there. I'm sure she does. 115. She's got some. You know.
Well, her kids would be old.
Well, her kids are probably dead.
Hopefully they.
You never know.
The familiar M&M characters are getting new looks. For example, Green, the green female M&M, now has sneakers instead of go-go boots. Female wearing lower heels, while red and yellow now have laces on their shoes. The two female M&Ms will also be friendlier to one another in ads to showcase a force supporting women.
I guess I've never examined them closely.
I do remember. I never did either, but I do remember the go-go boots now that you mentioned them.
Exactly.
But they still can't sit at bars or smoke.
Nope.
Remember that.
Next thing you know, they're going to vote. Yeah. I remember.
Not the brown one.
Was it go-go boots on the green one, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I recall one with go-go boots.
I love the subtle. Now, the women are going to be just friendly, and they're not going to be gay, right? The M&Ms, because many subtle commercials out there that feature two dudes or two chicks, and obviously they're couples. You see it all the time, and I love it because I know that some Ditka's sitting there
Yeah, I'm looking at a tweet here from M&Ms, and it's the green and the brown who are the females sitting on a bench near a beach, and it says, "It's rare Ms. Brown and I get to spend time together without some colorful characters barging in, Ms. Green." So yeah, they're friends. They're hanging out together.
Oh, they're not going to be catty anymore.
Right, right. They're not going to.
But we still got to have some tension among the M&Ms.
Well, yeah, the tension.
How else are you going to write a commercial?
You can't all just get along.
No. Isn't just making fun of dumb yellow?
Nobody likes.
You don't do that.
Bunch of people that
no, you don't. Yeah.
Craig's got a story about that.
He's the dummy of the group, isn't he? He's the one they always make out to be dim-witted.
I don't remember really paying attention. Do the M&Ms ever have a cartoon?
No, just commercials.
Right. Yeah. One of them is the heel.
Okay.
One of them is the punching bag.
I think it's yellow.
Is it?
I think it's yellow.
Yeah, they just portray him as an idiot.
I'm gonna miss the go-go boots though.
Don't they team up and fight Skittles?
Yeah, there you go.
I saw people mad about this online yesterday. They're like, isn't there other stuff to worry about? And they're like,
they're not worried about
anything. People work for marketing at M&M's. This is like
isn't there
their
other
job.
Stuff to worry about? And they're worrying about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there mm-hmm. is. Move on.
Right.
Who really cares?
Well, those are kind of people that complain about stuff thinking that nobody can chew gum and walk at the same time. Like, there can't be two things happening at once.
No.
It's like, well, why are we worried about gay marriage? Well, we need to fix the economy. I remember getting that years ago. Before gay marriage was legal.
We can't multitask. Mm.
Why are we worried about social issues? We got to fix the economy first. You got to fix them both.
Yeah, you can do both. You got a lot of personnel out there. Right. Get to fixing.
God, you're pissed off at the M&Ms. You're an idiot. I mean, literally, you're an idiot.
Well, yeah, like M&M's are woke now. No, they changed their shoes.
Chicks wear sneakers, too.
Yeah, but that ruined somebody's day.
I like a chick in Chuck Taylors, man. Especially with shorts on.
Or boots.
That is a good look.
Jean shorts or Chuck Taylors with no socks. Yeah, that's a good look.
I hope she throws on the boots every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, she does.
And stands on your chest.
Grinds my balls.
Yep.
See that?
With the heel.
We're not woke. Todd wants the M&M to be in boots grinding his balls. I'm thinking, hey, whatever you're into, man. I got no problem with that.
Well, that would be an image change for her.
Yeah.
The green one's a dominatrix now.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
New study out of France finds that ancient humans.
France?
Yes. Bred hybrid donkeys.
Oh, now you got pushes interest.
Yeah.
Specifically for battle thousands of years ago.
Oh.
This is before there were war horses.
Okay.
They bred donkeys for war and 500 years before the arrival of domestic horses in the region.
The old battle donkey.
The Kungas were stronger and faster than normal donkeys, quicker than horses.
That could be the Chiefs' new name, the battle donkeys. That might work, man. That'd be a cool name, huh?
Well, that's the they call the Broncos the
donkeys. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you can't do that, Nick. So.
I like that as a tagline, though. Stronger and faster than normal donkeys.
Yeah.
That's right. French researchers used ancient DNA to show that the animals were the result of crossing domestic donkeys with wild asses.
I got some ancient DNA laying around.
Some wild asses around, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they crossed a domestic female with a previously captured male Syrian wild ass each time to produce a hybrid.
Original title of the Stone song was Wild Asses. Couldn't drive me away.
In a story that our producer, Puss, has been anticipating.
Goats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
Like, if you done that, when are you doing that one? When are you doing that one?
He was.
What about Kevin Bacon and
Kevin
Kira Sedgwick?
Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick.
Who we love. We talked to both of those people before.
Have posted a video from their farm.
Where's this farm at? They've in New York City. In upstate New York somewhere?
Serenading their goats.
Oh.
They're calling it goat songs.
Oh.
All right. We got to get them on for that.
Yeah.
They posted a video where they're serenading their goats to a Beatles tune.
Are they whispering in their ear like Puss does?
Both of them sing as Kevin plays the guitar. She plays the ukulele. It's kind of a beautiful thing.
What are they
the
singing?
Goats hanging all.
Give me audio?
Yeah, I do. As a matter of fact, we do have audio.
And you see this goat here? This is a pygmy, which is why we're going to do this song. I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hoffrey in the Death Race. Phase one, in which Star gets the rope.
That's kind of a deep cut.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Love this song.
Who's heard that?
Are the goats digging it? Because I am.
Oh, yeah, they're all over him. Yeah, he kind of has to elbow him off a little bit. You know how you get him off.
You're not even looking at us that whole bit. You're not looking
like
at us the whole time.
Bus?
You weren't even looking at us.
I was trying
time.
To figure out where the farm was because you said
of course
they well I know they didn't mention in the story.
I know they live in New York City. They probably have a farm somewhere in upstate New York.
They must
somewhere.
Live somewhere upstate.
Yeah.
Was it just Kevin on the ukulele there?
Like, no, she guitar. Was on the uke. He was on the guitar.
She can play.
Well,
really?
They're not talented at all.
Exactly. Because he could sing. We always knew that. But he's also one of the best actors. I love that guy.
Yeah, they got to make their money back that Madoff stole.
They did.
Still would suck.
Connecticut.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Sure. Almost upstate New York.
They were nailing the Beatles there. It was good.
It's better than nailing the goats.
He flipped you off again.
Who knew you could sing to him?
Yeah. Puss.
God.
You say that like you weren't the one to bring up the subject.
I know.
Y'all are harsh on him, man.
Says the guy who started it.
You led the story by saying Puss wanted me to bring this up. So I normally feel bad, but I don't because you led it.
You don't normally feel bad.
That's true, I don't.
I love the, I'm looking for the farm.
Yeah. He was.
Did they seem responsive?
Oh, yeah.
They're all over, man.
Yeah, they're all over. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's got to get the goat off him.
Yeah. Puss is on Amazon ordering a ukulele right now.
Your daughter plays guitar. Have her play that song. You sing along. Have the goats come.
Yeah.
I mean, show up.
Yeah. They'll be back.
Sorry to bring your daughter to that bit, but I know she plays guitar.
So yeah.
Let's just stay
with
her.
Yeah, that you can leave out.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, she
no,
doesn't.
She, no, she doesn't. But I wasn't even thinking that. I just know she
the rest
guitar.
Is warranted.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't do, no, no, but she especially doesn't deserve it.
Oh, no, no, she doesn't.
Yeah,
more
this hat.
More so than the rest
Well,
of
I
them.
Meant as a kind thing because she plays guitar. She plays pretty well, too.
That's right.
That's why I brought that up.
Yeah.
You're right. Shouldn't put her in that situation.
No.
We're dad's fetishes.
No.
Right. Our kids should not be involved. They take enough just by being our kids.
Never in hand.
Right.
The British company that's co-producing the upcoming Tom Cruise space movie plans to launch a production studio in space.
Stuff's crazy. You know, I understand they're going to shoot those scenes in space, but will it matter to us watching it?
No.
It won't, because they are so good at doing that now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we couldn't tell the difference.
No.
Between fake space and real space.
Not at all.
They've rolled out plans to build a space station module holding a sports and entertainment arena and a content studio by December of 2024.
Man, that's crazy. That's pretty cool, but it's crazy.
They say this module will host films, TV shows, music, and sports events, along with artists, producers, and creative types who want to create content in the low-orbit microgravity environment.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. If there's gravity, it'd be crazy to play sports without gravity.
Yeah.
I'd like to play golf without gravity.
Yeah.
The
ball doesn't come down at all, though.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a walk to the next shot.
Yeah. It never falls down.
That's what I like.
And that ball is gone.
Right.
No, I mean, seriously, it's gone.
One shot, and I follow it all day, and then I'm done.
Walking backwards?
Yeah. I could do that. But it's hard with the, you know, when you're pushing.
That's a hell of a commute for people. You get that job, though.
Your golf cart.
I got to go to work today.
But there's no gravity. You wouldn't have to push the cart. You could just, you know, pull it along.
Right.
Well, I could carry the clubs. They would only weigh like a pound.
Well, if you have one shot, you just need one club.
You're right.
As much crap as you get in your bag, it's still way
and
more
one
than
hole.
One pound.
Yeah.
Space golf sounds too easy.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd think so. It'd still kick our asses.
It probably would.
How would that golf cart sound, Todd, though, if you're driving that? There you go, right there. Blow your COVID all over Nick.
Unrehearsed. Unrehearsed, and he still nailed it.
I barely even have the point. He knows what I'm saying there.
And good luck seeing the flag from where you're teeing off.
Yeah.
It'd be a blind shot.
Right.
They got to have like a marker, a little post that sends you in the general direction.
Yeah. Dog leg on Uranus.
That sounds hideous.
Yeah, it does.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Mall in Southern California is said to be the first to be home to an Amazon clothing store.
I'll show you.
It's a brick-and-mortar Amazon store.
Which is kind of funny that the whole
We've come full circle.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now we're Amazon still, but you got to come here now.
You don't need you don't need a store. You got Amazon now.
Now
got
that
an
they've
Amazon
shut
store.
All the other stores down.
Well, there's room for them now.
Yep.
Amazon Style will be located at the Americana at Brand in Glendale. We'll sell women's and men's clothing in addition to shoes and accessories. The store will be about a third of the size of a traditional mall anchor store like a Macy's or whatnot. However, it will offer double the amount of items, as each style will only have one display piece on the sales floor and all the stock stored in the back room.
I kind of like that because I still think the reason brick and mortar are not going away is because, especially with clothing, you don't know what you're getting.
No,
you're like, I've ordered various sunglasses or hats over Amazon. It comes in the mail. I open it up. It's a piece of crap. Doesn't fit. Sunglasses too high. You know, I'm thinking, and then that doesn't even include what women, you go out shopping. Shirts are smaller than you think or bigger.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sizes are not true from brand to brand.
No, they don't. There's no consistency.
They're not. Now, if you can find the brand you like because you bought in the store, then just keep ordering it online. That's different. But in general, when I order stuff, I got it never, that's too small. I'm not going to wrap it up and mail it back, you know?
Shoes. I like to go try on shoes.
Yep.
And I'll usually go to Golf Galaxy because they have the worst service in the world, and nobody helps you there.
Right.
And you got the whole place to yourself, and you try on the shoes.
Good thing you pubbed them.
And then you look that'll online help.
They should buy a live endorsement. Right. They got the worst shoes, the worst service in the world. But you get the place to yourself.
They really do. Yeah.
But he likes that, having the place to himself.
Except eventually when he wants to buy something. I get that. I like having a place to myself no matter where I'm at until – you want to do something.
Right. But
and there's nobody around.
I found some golf shoes that fit. You know, because the brand to brand, it varies.
Right.
And then I check online to see if I can get them much cheaper online, and I really couldn't. Oh. So I ended up actually spending my money at Golf Galaxy. Yeah. Because you get them right there.
I will say that
Todd Brandt is a spokesperson.
Do you like privacy while you shop?
This is the worst service in the world, but the shoes fit.
I do know from my wife ordering a bunch of stuff from Amazon now, you don't even have to like to return stuff.
Yeah.
You can take back an open package from Amazon just to like a UPS store, and they'll just
get it.
They'll take care of it.
You know what I'm talking about.
You don't even have to wrap it up.
They got a return center at Whole Foods, too.
Yeah.
Kohl's.
That does make it a lot
easier. I'm sure it does.
No, I checked. Dick's Sporting Goods, Golf Galaxy. They don't do radio.
Okay. All right.
So feel free to impugn them all you can.
Just like Todd did.
Yeah.
Gina Brion, comedian Gina Brion. America's Got Talent this past season, right?
Yeah, top 10.
Funny Bone, tonight and tomorrow night. She's going to phone the program because we still have a no-guest policy except for everybody out there in the hallway. because of COVID, obviously. Nick's out this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yes, tonight I'll be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa, and tomorrow night at Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska.
Come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.